We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Yotes Amud Beis. We are beginning around 7 lines from the top by the 2 dots. It's said in the Mishnah that when a melech dies, his wife, if he dies without children, his wife doesn't get chalitza or yibum. The reason he doesn't get chalitza is because there's no yibum. Why is there no yibum? Because no one is allowed to marry a king's wife. It's not covered for someone to marry a king's wife. Now, the other way it works as well, that if the king's brother dies without children, so the king's brother's wife falls to Yibam, so the melech does not do chalitza because it's a bazillion for him to do chalitza because she spits at him. And he doesn't do Yibam either because he's marrying someone else's wife. That's not covered either. He marries usually a b'sula. Now, the truth is that's not really an isser. That could be done maybe, but it's not covered of the melech. So the Gemara and then it says, Rehuda says, if he wants to do it, like, you know, it's a couple of times. I read his Lashon and says, Rav Yehuda Eimer, Rata Lachle Tel Yav, Mzach Lo Toiv. And Amr Loi, Chacham said, Ain Shem Loi, you don't listen to him. So, any person handle the second thing we said, that the Gavi doing Chalitza for your brother's wife. The Melech doing Chalitza for his brother's wife, or Yibam. So Rav Yehuda said, you could do it. And Chacham said, no, you can't. Even if he wants to, you can't. So Mara the Kashan, Rav Yehuda, Aini. Mom Rav Ashi, Afilu Laman the Omar, Nosi Shemachal, Akvoy the Kvoy the Machal, even according to the Yama that it says a Nasi could be Meichon is covered, but Melech Shemachal Kvoidai in Kvoidai Machal. A Melech cannot be Meichon is covered. Shinemar, it says in the Pasuk, Soim Tosim Alech, a Melech, that it's the Deraisa, he has to be a Melech, and you have to respect him, and you can't be Meichon on this. So how could he do Chalitza Yivim? You're not only Meichon, you're covered. Soim Tosim Alech, a Melech, Shetem Asa Alech. So my answer is, Mitzvah Shani. That by a mitzvah, they could be Meichon is covered. And the Chacham said on that, even that, in Shemeloi, even by a mitzvah, you cannot be Meichel on your covered. And there's a similar sugya later on, we'll see on Dav Chaf, which Tosfos handles, we'll have to handle that. Zog the Gemara Vayta. It says that you're not allowed to marry a king's wife. That's the end of the Mishnah says. Ein noisim amanusa, ruda imar. So it's a good question. I'm saying it could be it wasn't his father-in-law because we'll see in the Gemara that Shaul did not hold any of his daughters married him. But in any case, right. First of all, if the wife is not his wife's mother, then it's not a problem. He's not aware of his father-in-law's wife, if it's not his mother. Only if it's Michal or Merav, we'll see the more about Michal or Merav, only if it's their mother. But anyway, the more doesn't say that, doesn't mean that. We'll see in a second. So Tanya, Omrula, the Rabbi Yehuda, they told Rabbi Yehuda that Pasuk's not a Raya. It just says that I'm going to give you as Nesheibonach, as Nesheya Adinecha. It says, Etelcha is Beis Adinecha. We're telling David, I'm going to give you the house of your master, which is Shaul. That's Nesheya Adinecha Bichekecha. So, Tanya, Omle Rehuda, Noshim Aruyos Le Beis HaMelech. It doesn't mean Neshei Adenecha, it means Noshim that were Ruyos from the Beis HaMelech. Umayni, who are they? Meirav Umichal. It's Meirav Umichal, that is who we're talking about when we said that you're going to give him the wives of Adenecha. Shol Talmidov Ez Rabbi Yesi. Heich Nosso Dovet Shtei Achoyis Bechayim. How did he marry two sisters, Meirav Umichal? How did he marry Meirav Umichal? How could David HaMelech marry two sisters? Merav and Michal were both daughters of Shaul HaMelech. So how could David HaMelech marry Merav and Michal? So the Gemara says that Amalehem, Michal Achamis is Merav Nosos. He only married Michal after Merav died. It's one teretz. Rav Shuman Karcho, Amal Kedusha Toyes, Hoyle of Merav. It was Kedusha Toyes with Merav. So just before we start the Gemara, we'll just give a little bit of history that it says, In Shmuel, we find that Shaul HaMelech Goliath came to fight with Klai Yisrael, and Shaul said, "Whoever goes and gets rid of this threat, gets rid of Goliath, so I'm going to give him my daughter. I'm going to give that person my daughter for a wife, and a big oisher." He said two things: I'm going to give you an oisher gadol, and you can marry my daughter. The Lashon HaPasuk is, as he says, "Vayeish Hashem Yakenu Yashrenu HaMelech." Two things. And what happened was, David HaMelech killed Goliath. So now, he was owed a big oisher, a big wealth, and the daughter of Shaul, which was, at that point, Merav. And we'll see that Shaul did not give him Merav, he gave Merav to someone else. And then, Then David HaMelech still wanted his daughter, so he said, "We're not making another deal with him." He says, "You go kill another 100 Plishtim. You bring the Meya Arlois of Plishtim. I'll give you Michal." And Kachav also, and then also Shaul HaMelech did not want to give him Michal. We'll see in the Gemara more about Riches on that. And the reason why he wanted David to go on to the second war to Plishtim, he wanted really to be killed, because after the story of Goliath, Shaul HaMelech was very jealous of David HaMelech, because he heard people saying how brave and strong David HaMelech is, how he killed Goliath. So that bothered him, and that's why he made this deal. He said, get 100 Plishtim, 100 Arlos of Plishtim. He figured probably he'll get killed, and this way he will get he'll get rid of David. But that's a little bit of part of history. We'll see it inside. Dr. Gemara. Rav Shuba Karach Omer that they didn't marry two sisters. Kedusha Toys have a hoyul of Meira. Meira was Kedusha Toys. Shneim it says in the pasuk that after David HaMelech killed, this is after the when he got Michal, it says Tana es Ishti es Michal Asher Rasti li b'Meya Arlis Plishtin. Now why does it say Loshon? Michal is the second one. Why is it Loshon Tana es Ishti es Michal? Just say es Michal. What's Ishti es Michal? My Talmuda. Omra Papa, the Diyuk is like this: Michal Ishti, v'lo Meirav Ishti. Michal is sitting my wife, and not Meirav. Why? Because Meirav was Kedusha Toyes, my Kedusha Toyes. The Chassid says in the pasuk, "V'yish Hashiyah Kenu Yashrenu Hamelach Oishi Gadol." By when David Hamelach killed Goliath, he was promised a big Oishir, and the end of that pasuk is "Ve'es Bito Yitein Lo." He's going to get the daughter as well. So Ozel Kata, when he went to kill Goliath, Omaloi, so he said, I'm Mekadosh now Meirav. How am I Mekadosh Meirav? Because you owe me the oyster. He says, you know what? Keep the oyster. Meirav and Michal were Nairo or Ktana. They were not a beggars yet. And therefore, the father could accept Kedushin for them. So he told Shaul HaMelech, you can accept Kedushin for them. Here, you owe me the oyster. Keep that. That should be for the Kedushin for Meirav. Only Malva Isli Gaboi. And then it will do it. So Shaul said, no, I'm a cash milva in mekadeshas. Shaul said that it's not going to work because we know I'm a cash milva in mekadeshas. Therefore, the kedushim of Meirav is a kedusha tayis. He wanted to mekadesh her with the milva, and that doesn't work. So, what did Shaul HaMelech do? Ozel yav la Adriel. He gave Meirav to someone else, to Adriel. The chsivak it says in the pasuk, vayehi be'ais tais as Meirav ba Shaul or David. It was about, Meirav was supposed to be going to David. V'hi nitna la'adriel ha'machalasi la'isha. It was given to Adriel instead. Amalei, so David was upset. What do you mean? You made a deal. I was like, your daughter, you get married to Adriel, what's going on here? So Amalei, ibayis, da'atin lach michal. If you want, I'll give you michal. Zil aisli me'ar alois plishtin. Go bring me 100 arlois of plishtin. And the point was, like we said, he wanted him to go to war with 100 plishtim and get killed. Oz Maisa, he went ahead and he did it. Ozel Aisilei, and he went and brought him 100, or he actually brought 100 arlois to Shaul. And he said, you know what? I want him to kaddish to Isha with these arlois. Arlois are something that's ba'ens, mamashas, it's money. He gave him the arlois. Amalei, milvo prutis agabai. Now you owe me that Oisha Gadol from before. And I'm the cash with Pruta also. I'm the cash now with the milva and the Pruta. And the Pruta is the Arlitz, yeah. So Shaul Savar, the place in the Sechazushin, Shaul Savar, milva, Pruta, Daita, milva. The David Savar, milva, Pruta, Daita, Pruta. You didn't speak out anything. You just said, I'm the cash, milva, Pruta. And the place says in the Sechazushin, what's a person stam das on? The Pruta or on the Ava? So if it's a stam das on the Ava, it's not Mekadeshas. If the stam das on the Pruta, it is Mekadeshas. And the Gemara says, David the Melch was right over here. Therefore, Meirav is only milva, is not mekudeshes, but Michal is mekudeshes because it's the pruta daita pruta. V'boy seima, the kuliyama milva pruta daita a pruta. So what's pshat in Shaul that he held wasn't kedushin? Shaul saw lechaz lemidi. He held that what's the arla's no value? What's the value of an arla? The David saw lechazu lekalbi v'shunri. You give it to dogs or cats that they love and stuff, and therefore that would be worth a pruta. So we have here machlokes, Rabbi Yisrael Meshua ben Karcha, why did Godov marry Michal and Meirav? Meirav and Michal in that order. According to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, he never had a kedushin with Meirav. It was a mistake, it was a milva. And that's what gave him to Adriel. It happens to be Michal also, Shaul gave her to Palti ben Laish, because Shaul HaMelech held, the second kedushin wasn't good either. We'll talk about that soon in the Gemara. But the reason why he let him marry two sisters were because he never married Meirav, only Michal. Mashenken, Rav Yesi holds that David, that Michal only got married, David only married Michal after Merav died. So we have two Mahalchim, how to teach the story. The shaila is, that Rabbi Shimon Karach had a raya from a pasuk. It says, Tana es ishti es Michal, which sounds like only Michal is my wife, not Merav. But according to Rabbi Yossi, what's he coming to invite? What are we coming to exclude? Because Merav also was a wife. So what's Tana es ishti es Michal? So Rabbi Yossi, hi Tana es ishti es Michal, my darshve. What are you darshing with that? Zokti Gemara, Rabbi Yossi letamei. Natanya, Rabbi Yossi, ha yedoyrish mekrois muravim. He darshed in a pasuk that sounded mixed up. And he needs this Tanaas Ishti to help out with this drasha. Because the Pasuk says, Ksiv, it says at a different time, it says, Vikach HaMelech as Shnei Bnei Ritzpah Bas Ayash Yod L'Shol, as Samoni V'Sivu Paishas. He took those two children. V'es, this is what you have to know here. V'es Chameshas Bnei Michal Bas Shol as Yod L'Adriel B'Marzila Machalasi. And he also took the five children of Michal who was married to Adriel. Now we know Michal was not married to Adriel. Merav is married to Adriel. So what's going on in this pasuk? It's Shver pasuk in Shmuel. You can't read it. So it's right to Gemara. V'chil Adriel nitna? Well, Palti ben Yaish nitna. Michal was given to Palti ben Laish and not to Adriel. D'chsiv, v'shol nosan es Michal bas, es Michal bitay eshes David, l'Palti ben Yaish. Hello. The reason why it switches the name is Makash Kusha Meirav La Adriel Kusha Michal Lapalti Mak Dusha Michal Lapalti Bavera Kuli Alma Maida Michal Tapalti was Avera because that was really David's wife. Like it says, how do we know that? From Tana es Ishti es Michal. That's the extra word Ishti. To teach us that Michal was definitely married to David and definitely was Avera Tapalti. And he learns out of this pasuk, Av Kedushin Meirav LeAdriya BaAvera, because Rabbi Yisrael LeTameh holds that Meirav's Kedushin to David HaMelech also was good, was also really good, not like Rabbi Shimon Karcha. He holds also a good Kedushin. And for whatever reason, he holds it was a good Kedushin. He gave him a separate Kedushin. So therefore, the pasuk says this way to make this hekish to Michal. And this is why we need to know as Ishti as Michal, because to teach us that Michal was really David HaMelech's wife. L'Kuliyam. And what does Rav Shimon Karcha do with this pasuk that's mixed up? Rav Shimon Karcha nami aksiv es chmeshes b'nei Michal bas Shol that's married to Adriel. It's not true. Michal's not married to Adriel. Omer Rav Yeshua v'chi Michal yoldo ole Merav yoldo. So Mar says Merav yoldo u'Michal gidla. Michal brought them up. Lefikach nikru al shema because Merav died and Michal then took care of the children. Lam dechosh kol mekadal gal yosef zech beisay ma'alav kos gil yaldo kili he it's kilu he or she in this case gave birth to them and therefore it's considered under Michal's name because Michal is the one that brought them up. So now Gemara is just going to take a break from the story with Michal Merav to give you a few makayris that megal yosef zech beisay is ma'alav kos gil yaldo. Chanina Kara is one simon, Yechanan ve'ishtoi, Eloz ve'gula, and Shmua b'limuda is a simon. Rav Chanina Amahaka, the pasuk from this pasuk, a famous pasuk in Rus, says, v'tikrol, the neighbor said, shame lemar, yulad ben l'Naomi. Naomi had a son, v'tikrinu shmoi, oived hu avi isha avi David. Now we know who really had the child, Rus, not Naomi. So why do we say Naomi had a child? Let's call out her name. In this pasuk, a different makar. The Ishtaya Yehudis is referring to Bisya, which we call Basya Bas Parai. The Ishtaya Yehudis Yolda is Yered Avi Gedar Ves Chever Avi Soichoy Ves Yikusil Avi Zinoyach Ve'elbni Bisya Bas Parai Shlokach Merit. So all those names, Avigdar and Chever and Avi Seichai and Yikaseil, all are referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it says that Ishtar Yehudis was Yolda, and Ashalokach Mered, and Mered married this Isha, this Basya. Mered is a Kalev, Lom Rekushma Mered, Shemar Batas Miraglim. And then Kalev actually married Bissi Bas Pari. Vichy Bissi Yolda? Was Bissi give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, Yecheved Yolda. Yecheved gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ella, Yecheved Yolda, Ubissi Godla. Yecheved gave birth to him, or Bisya Gidla, Bisya brought him up, and therefore, Afika Nikra Yashma, it's not a raya that the one who brings up the child is considered the one who gave birth to him. Rabbi Lozan Mahacha, the Pasuk says, Ga'alta Bezroya Amecha, B'nei Yaakov V'Yosef Sela. That Klai Yisrael, you know who Klai Yisrael is? The children of Yaakov and Yosef. Why Yosef? Chi Yosef Yod, Yaakov Yod. Who are the children of Yaakov, not of Yosef? El Yaakov Yola Yosef Kilkel. Yosef is the one who was the mashbir, who gave out the food, and therefore Lefika Nikra Ashmai. He's the one who supported them, therefore Nikra Ashmai. Omer Shmuel Achmeni, the last one of the Simon. See, the Simon was Chanina Karo was the possible that Tikra Enu. Yoichnan Veishta is the Ishta Yehudas. The third Simon, the laws of the Geula, is the pasuk of Galta. Now we're going to have the last simon with Shmuel Bilimudi, Omrav Shmuel Barachmein of Yosef, Komalamid Ben Chaveri Torah, that a new way to have a child. If you teach your son of your friend Torah, Maile Lakos of Kilu Yodosh. Never says in the pasuk, Ve'elo Tolos Aaron and Moshe, Ve'chziv, next pasuk says, Ve'elo Shmois Bnei Aaron, and say the kids of Moshe, what's Aaron and Moshe? Le'emalach, Aaron, Yola, the Moshe, Lima, the Fir, Nikro Hashmai, it's called on his name. The pasuk says, Lechein Koyamar Hashem El Beis Yaakov, Ashapoda as Avram, that Yaakov redeemed Avram. Chayechem etzim Yaakov's world Avram. You found the way that Yaakov redeemed Avram from somewhere? On Rav Yehuda, Shapoda, Mitzar, Gid, Abonim. Really, Avram Avinu was supposed to have all 12 Shvatim. Lemaisa, Yaakov took the job. And it's a big job bringing up 12 kids. V'ayim l'chsiv, loy ata yevish Yaakov. The whole pasuk reads that loy ata, end of that pasuk actually, loy ata yevish Yaakov, loy ata panav yechvaru. That Yaakov won't be embarrassed, and Yaakov won't be embarrassed. So what's the double lashon here? Loy ata yevish Yaakov avim. He's not embarrassed from his father, which means he was in a certain madrega, is bigger than his father. Loy ata panav yechvarum aviyav, and he's in a certain madrega, he's bigger than his grandfather. The Gemara says further like this: that it says that Shaul did not want to give Michal to David HaMelech, so he gave her to Palti ben Laish. Ksiv Palti. And a different place, it says one place says Palti. It says that Vashol Nosan as Michal Bita Eshes Davul Palti Ben Laish Asher Megalim. And a different pasuk calls him Paltiel. The pasuk says Vayishlach Ishbayish Yuchem Ish Paltiel Ben Laish. So why Paltiel and Palti? Amar Rab Yechnam Palti Shemoi V'lo Nukar Shmo Paltiel Shapoltu Kelm Ravera. Hashem saved him from Ravera. Ma also, you know, he knew that David HaMelech really was engaged and with Kedushin to Michal. So she's an Eishes Ish. And Shaul HaMelech gave her to Palti. Now Palti couldn't say, oh, I don't want to take her. The king said, you have to take her. So ma also, no'atz charvoi beinoy lebeino. He put his sword between both their beds. Oma kol ha'oisik with dovazeh. Whoever's oisik with hashvish yidaka v'cherev should be speared with a cherev. Zeh. And taka, they not touch each other. V'achsiv. So, in fact, the Kasha is saying they didn't touch each other, but it says that when David HaMelech took him back, it says, V'yelech ita isha holoich reboicha achareha ad bachurim. So that Palti went after her crying, and he called, what do you call her? What do you call him to her? A isha, a husband. V'yelech ita isha. What do you mean? They weren't married. They never got married. Isha. He acted like a husband. He was very close to her. He mechabed her. But Lamaisa didn't touch each other. Why was he crying then? What was so sad? It was a very hard sign. Why was he so sad? The great mitzvah that he had from not touching her for all those years, he was crying and losing that mitzvah. They were both like bachurim who did not tell him a tambia. And the Gemara goes further and speaks about different nisyonos from Boaz and Yosef and Palti, but we'll have to continue in the next shir from here, three lines from the bottom.